The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Irish Racing Preview. It's a Friday, which means we have Friday evening action under the floodlights at Dundalk. The perfect start to the weekend. And joining me on the line to look into the action is William Hill Radio's Irish racing expert, Andy Holding. How are you, Andy?
Good form, mate. Yes. Yeah. Very good form. Thank you.
Good. And you'll be pretty happy, won't you, Dundalk on a Friday evening? Tees your weekend up perfectly, doesn't it?
Yeah, I'm always happy. I'll be disappointed when this ends, actually. I've really enjoyed Dundalk this season. I've had the last two seasons prior to this winter. I haven't really been on the money, to be perfectly honest, if I'm being truthful. I was there or thereabouts, but I've really got a grip of this Dundalk Winter Series. And a lot of the horses just keep running week in, week out. I don't think there's been too much difficulty in working out where we stand with them. There hasn't been too many inclusions or trapeze maidens. And tonight's card is pretty much testimony to that. Lots of these horses I know off by heart now, as a lot of the podcasters do, and it's just about looking at the prices and seeing whether they're value or not.
Yeah, okay. The 6 or 5 is the first race that we're going to look at, and this one is a handicap over 5 furlongs for 3-year-olds and older that are rated 47-65. We have 4-1 joint favourites this morning. Bought for a Song and Shiny Happy John are joint favourites at the top of the market at 4-1, 9-2 for Aquilina, 5-1 for Cat Will Do. Salvador is 5-1 as well, 11-2 for Ability and Delivery, and then 12-1 or bigger prices for the others. A nice competitive start to the card, Andy, but you've got some strong opinions there tonight. Is this one of the races that involves a good opinion?
I have, yeah. I'm not a mad fan of 5 furlong sprint races. My record in them is pretty poor, as many regulars to this piece would testify. But I've got a little bit of time for this Aquilina. She's been a horse I've sided with on more than one or two occasions, and albeit she's run really well and justified my selection, she hasn't actually won yet. But it's not through nothing wrong with a sort of effort. It's literally everything has transpired against her. Two starts ago, I went with her here in that 5 furlong sprint, and Ronan Reeland rode her for the first time, and unfortunately, she almost broke too well, and she found herself in front going around the corner, and I thought, this is not going according to plan. But in the end, Ronan kicked her on, sent her for home, and she went a length clear. I thought she'd got the race in safe keeping. But unfortunately, that effort and the fact that she was a bit keen early on took its toll later on. She was picked off right on the line by Rigid Rock, who was a unconsidered 16-1 poke. And I left that race thinking that Aquilina was never destined to win a race because, I wouldn't say she squandered it, but like I say, things went against her. She then ran here a couple of weeks ago over 6 furlongs, which I'm still not totally convinced she gets. And from a bad draw, she ran a Herculean race in the hands of Chrissy Haynes, who rides her again tonight. It was a race that everything conceivably went right for Bought for a Song. It got the absolute perfect trip from a low draw. 3 horses ran off in front, went really quick, and this 5-year-old mare was just in behind the speed and couldn't fail but win. But closing her down late on was Jane Foley's 4-year-old, and it was unlucky really. Again, Aquilina didn't manage to win that day, and it got beat a short head. So her last 2 runs here, she got nutted a neck and a short head. Hopefully tonight, Chrissy Haynes will ride her again tonight. He gets a lead here tonight off something. The one thing he doesn't want to do is hit the gates flying and trying to tow the field along again, because I think she's better off coming off a strong pace, and hopefully tonight will be her night. She's drawn right in the middle, which hopefully will allow her just to sit in behind the speed. So I'm absolutely mad keen on Aquilina again tonight. Basically, if you can back this horse each way, you can have your life on this horse finishing the frame. Place only around the even money marks. Probably the best bet on the card. So I'm really keen on Aquilina getting off to a massive start tonight.
Okay, keen on Aquilina in the first race. The 6:35 is the second race. This one is a handicap of 6 furlongs. And Have a Great Day is the 6-4 market leader this morning. How do we say this Tony Carroll runner, Andy?
Oh, just go Ulda Tigra, yeah. To be honest, yeah.
Ulda Tigra, well, that's the 5-2 second favourite, and back from 7-2 this morning. 7-2 for Almadar, 11-2 for Bubbly Bellini, and 11-1 or bigger for the others. Have a great day, Andy. Made a winning return from a long absence last time, 7 days ago. Is the bounce factor a consideration here? And the fact that it was a weak race, and this is probably a little bit stronger?
Yeah, I'm not a massive advocate of the bounce factor, must admit. I think it's a bit of an urban myth, and punters can literally drive themselves nuts with it. Particularly horses that run on the flat as well, any week ago, over 6 furlongs. Okay, I'd understand if it was running over 3 miles on bottomless ground, that might have an effect. But it was only like a piece of work at home for this. Have a great day. They obviously fancied him first time back after a bit of a layoff. Well, the best part of a year, actually. So it was a real good training performance by Andrew Oliver, making most of the run in the hands of Chrissy Haynes, lengthened its stride quite majestically down the home straight here to come home in 34 and change, which is pretty useful. Beat a horse that I tipped called Cutting Corners, I thought had every chance. So I was really impressed with that effort, particularly as it carried 10 stone 5 as well. Now in a handicap off a mark of 68, which doesn't look too severe. She's certainly got every chance of leading this lot home tonight. She should get to the front. I'd imagine she'll dictate matters and kick again. So something's got to run faster than 34 and change down the lane to beat her, and there's not that many that can do that. Obviously, the Ulda Tigra is very much one to keep it on the right side of. Very much an unknown quantity. Tony Carroll has plundered quite a few races here at Dundalk throughout the winter. His major scalp, of course, was Serenity Spa early on in the season, so he certainly knows what he's doing. The fact that he's put Joey O'Brien as well, who's probably been in hibernation, and probably just riding one or two of the nice two-year-olds at home for quite a while, takes his second ride of the night. So that is also very, very significant. Hard to equate, really, what this horse has managed so far to date for New Connections. He's had a few runs on soft ground in England and hasn't really cut much ice. But this is a massive drop down in class. And like I say, Tony Carroll knows what he's doing. So you'd certainly respect that. But I've got to go with have a great day. It'll be a fair effort from one of those others in the race to turn it over.
Okay, have a great day in the 6:35. The 7:05 is the next race on the card. This one is the Elusive Pimpernel race, which is for three-year-olds that have not won a race before October the 31st, 2014, and it's over 7 furlongs. And Charlie Bear is the 4-5 market leader. 5 Claw is 11-8, 9-1 for Oliver Eye, and 12-1 or bigger prices for the others. Charlie Bear and 5 Claw get into this race despite winning recently, Andy, because it was after the 31st of October. So do you see it between those two, probably?
Oh, yeah, this is a proper race. These two are really good. They're well above average this time of year for Dundalk. Probably two of the best three-year-olds that I've got on the clock so far this winter. And with ratings, well, certainly of 92 for Charlie Bowen, I'd probably rate 5 Claws something where in and around that. They're not a million miles off from being sort of high-class handicapper stroke graded horses, if you believe their marks from the official assessor. I'll start with Charlie Bear. He produced a fantastic performance here when he won the last day. From a terrible draw, he managed to track over and chase the pace set by Period Piece, who was also drawn badly. And the two of them went hell for leather down the home straight after jousting out early good fractions. But they kept going, and Charlie Bear was really strong down the lane considering he'd gone hard early. The fact that he pulled 3.5 lengths clear of a good mare suggests that I think he's right out the top draw. Back in fourth was Sheba, who went on to win next time out, off top weight and handicap. And Hatel Nasser, Mickey Halford's charge, who finished sixth, of course, I tipped on the podcast last week, just got nutted on the line by Song of Love. So that form is really red hot. The time figure was fantastic for the grade. And he's a big unit as well, Charlie Bear. And he's got a great draw tonight. So he's going to get a much easier run through than he did the last day. So who knows how much he can improve and how much he can progress to. So this is a real good battle between him and 5 Claw, who also impressed, beating the same horse as Charlie Bear's encounter this season. That's Song of Love, Aidan O'Brien's charge. He did this really easily as well. He was always in command over 6 furlongs, and Song of Love couldn't quite peg him back. He's another lovely, powerful sort of by Jeremy as well. Two really imposing horses here in this race, and the market can hardly split them. 4-5 Charlie Bear, 5-4 5 Claw. This is definitely the race of the night, the race I'm looking forward to the most. It's a big shootout between the big two, but I've got to go with Charlie Bear. He's just a wonderful horse to look at. He's got a great attitude, and from stall one, he's going to be given, you know, a real positive ride from that inside round the inner. So I'd expect him to come through.
Okay, Charlie Bear then in the 7.05. The 7.35 is the fourth race on the card. This one is at a handicap over 7 furlongs, and Rest Assured is the 11-4 favourite at the time of recording this. 4-1 for Surrey Pink. Showcard is 5-1. 7-1 for Sea of Blue. 65 Roses is 8-1, and 9s or bigger for the others. Starting with the market leader here, Andy, Rest Assured. Pretty consistent, really, on the whole. Placed in her last four outings, at Dundalk. She seems to be getting closer to a success and had the better of these last time several of these met. So is today the chance for her to get ahead in front?
Yeah, this is a big opportunity tonight. I felt really sorry for her here the last day when she was beaten by Sheba from the Davy Marnaim camp, who'd come off that really fast time at the track behind Charlie Bear. So it was no disgrace to be gunned down by that improving three-year-old. And in behind was a whole host of tonight's opponents that take her on again. Surrey Pink, Showcard, Coral Cluster, 65 Roses all take their chance again. But to be fair, I think Paul Deegan's filly has got this lot in her pocket, particularly the way she's ridden as well. She's a very easy to ride, uncomplicated type. She goes off at a fair gallop. And I think dropping back down to 7 furlongs will help her tonight. She just didn't quite see it out the last day. But it means that she can be forcefully ridden again tonight. And it'll take a good horse to take her out down the lane, because she always seems to run at times. Her last three times I've got her doing 78, 76, 75 of my numbers. So she's about as reliable as a Swiss clock. And there's no obvious reason why the others, as I mentioned, should turn the form around. I thought Surrey Pink had every chance to go by her last week. Didn't. Showcard didn't stay. We've obviously got two interesting runners from the I Know Brian Stable, but up to now, they haven't shown a great deal. That's Sea of Blue and Absorbing. And then we're getting on to, like I say, the other horses also that have seen the backside of Rest Assured. So this is really for her to lose here tonight. I think she's got to do something cataclysmically wrong, i.e. miss the break or just run off too quickly in the hands of Philip Donovan. But provided she settles, she gets to the front, then I think she'll win again tonight. She should win tonight. 11-4 with William Hill either. Not a bad price for a horse who's, like I say, stands out on every single bit of form you look at.
Okay. Big positive then for Rest Assured in the 7.35. The 8.05 is the fifth race on the card. This one is a handicap for 4-year-olds and older that are rated 47-65. It's over a mile, and Twist and Turns is 7-2 at the top of the market. Tom Dooley is 11-2. 6-1 for Gold Tantrum. Manor of is a reserve, but is priced up at 6-1 this morning. 8s for Settle for Red and Etard. And then War Room also 8-1, 9-1, or bigger prices for the others. One of them are open races on the card here, Andy. Twist and Turns, though, arrives in a pretty good nick. Do you see him as a solid favourite?
I do see him as a solid favourite, yeah. I think he is very much the one to beat. He's run a series of good races throughout the winter. They've been spaced out as well. Obviously, the pause at Refreshers certainly works for this four-year-old. He started off his winning run back in November, where he won quite comfortably. Followed it up when he was a bit more difficult in the closing stages to hold off several challenges. The drop back to 7 furlongs didn't really do him any favours here the last day, albeit he ran really well. Just got outpaced by Indian Landing before running back on again once Tracy Collins' charge had gone by him. He's got a fantastic draw tonight. This is his grade, and I'm sure he'll run his race. I think most sensible punters will be putting him in your play spots, because he's the starting and ending point for this particular race. But there is a couple against him that I think could run well at slightly bigger odds. I think War Room will run well here, 8-1 with William Hill this morning. He hasn't been out since finishing fifth, and an unlucky fifth at that as well back in November. I'm not sure why he hasn't been out since, but I've been waiting for him to stretch his legs out again since. He was really unlucky, like I said, that night. He went for a run up the rail, he got chopped off at the pass, and then he finished very strongly in off the speed, off the back of a very strongly run race. That race has worked out well. Prior to that, he'd started very strongly to beat Jackie Ellis in a wild finish. But he was always going to win that race as well. Well on top, he's a strong stay, this War Room. And providing that he's fit after that layoff, I could see him outrunning his odds. And the other one to mention is Etard. And I'm just putting this one out there, because whatever happens to him tonight, Etard, you've definitely got to stay on the right side of this horse. He's posted two brilliant times at Wolverhampton of late, when winning them the first time, Blinkers landing a gamble a week ago. And then he ran the night after and just got nutted by Declamation. But again, it was a very fast time. He's actually run faster the second time than he did the night before. So he's in great form, but the problem is the draw. Still 14 is a real bogey, as we know here at Dundalk, particularly going down the back straight. So I don't think Etard will probably win tonight, but he's, like I say, certainly worth watching to see where he finishes, because I think you can upgrade him, and he's one to stay and keep on the right side. I know he's in form and the blinkers are on. So So I think Twist and Turns is the one to beat from the inside draw. But do keep an eye on both War Room from an each-way perspective and that Etard, no matter where he finishes.
Okay, for you to consider then in the 8.05. The 8.35 is the penultimate race at Dundalk this evening. This one is a handicap of a mile and a half. And Eye of the Tiger is the 7-2 favourite. 4-1 for She's No Joke. Empresario is 5-1. Sarica is 6-1. 13-2 for Corker Hill. Eloge is 8-1. And 10-1 or bigger prices for the others. Who'd you like for the 8.35, Andy?
Oh, it's got to be Eye of the Tiger. This is his big chance tonight. To land the knockout blow for Rocky fans. He's got everything going for him tonight. For a start off, he hasn't got Shar Jar in the race, who's been the absolute star of the all-weather series at Dundalk throughout the winter. He's got a great draw, and he's one of the only few horses that's done some really fast times this season over a mile and a half, and that's the key component coming in into this race. And this is a big drop down in class as well for Eye of the Tiger. He's been running in 0 to 80 handicaps, 89 handicaps, like I say, against the very, very best stayers, i.e. Ned's Indian and Sharjah. Our regular podcasters will know those horses inside out. If he fails to win tonight, then you really question whether he'll ever win a race for Johnny Murtagh, to be perfectly honest. He's got a great, like I say, he's got a great draw. And Caroline Murtagh gets on really well with this 10-year-old gelding by Tiger Hill. He loves the synthetics. His last win for Des Donovan back in the UK was at Lingfield over this sort of trip. And it's hard to see him not going well here tonight. You can get 4-1 for him. I think he's one of the best bets on the card, particularly from an each-way perspective. It's hard to see him finishing out the frame. For instance, if you did some each-way doubles and trebles with the likes of Aquiline and West Assured, I don't think he'd be too far away. So Eye of the Tiger, one of the strongest stayers in the race, the class horse in the race, should justify his position in the market.
Eye of the Tiger then in the 8.35, and the final race this evening is the 9.05. We finish with a maiden over a mile and a quarter, and 5-2 joint favourites this morning, with Tennessee Waltz and Saga Diamond disputing favouritism. 7-1 for Headlong and Mama's Gift, 8-1 for Meadowlands and Worth Avenue, and then 12-1 or bigger prices for the others. Not the easiest way to end the card here, Andy. Who'd you like for the lucky last?
Yeah, this one is a quite trappy one. I'd certainly pay very close inspection to the money for Worth Avenue from a very shrewd trainer as well, Will Farrell. He's got some useful horses in his mitts. Funny enough, he hasn't actually had a runner for quite a while on the flat. You've got to go back to October when he rounded off the turf flat season with Stronger Than Me winning a Leopardstown handicap. And his last two runs in bumpers, a horse called Rock and Rhythm, has finished placed on a couple of occasions. This stable has been quite quiet, but he is very shrewd, and the fact there's been loads of monies for this filly by Rock of Gibraltar in what, let's face it, is a really weak maiden, it has to be fairly significant. But the main two with form are the top two that I can probably only talk about positively rather than guessing, and the two in question are Saga Diamond and Tennessee Waltz, and those two took part in that mile maiden back on the 23rd of January. Saga Diamond came out best of the two on that occasion, making most of the run until get picked off late on. But back in third was the real eye-catching runner on that particular evening. That was at Tennessee Waltz, who was very slowly away, found itself probably around about 10 lengths behind turning in, was last with 3 furlongs to run, and came home very, very strongly in the hands of Dame Amelia under a very tender ride, doing all its best work at the finish. Certainly catching the eye and suggesting that he's a winner waiting to happen. He's upped in trip as well, and look, judged by his pedigree, there's plenty of stamina on the dam side. He should get this standing on his head. I'm not sure about the train. I don't know much about it, Maria Richard, but the fact that connections are now booked Shamie Heffernan as well, and disposed of Dame Amelia, who obviously gave the horse an educational first time out, very significant for me. So I'd expect Tennessee Waltz to turn the form around with Saga Diamond, particularly over tonight's trip. But do pay close attention to the money for that Worth Avenue.
Yeah, markets all changed this morning. Tennessee Waltz 5-2 clear favourite now. Saga Diamond 5-2 out to 11-4. It's 6-1 from 8s for Worth Avenue and 7s or bigger for the others. So, yeah, interesting in the market this morning. Good stuff. Let's have a quick summary, Andy, if you'll spin us through your selections for Dundalk one more time.
I've got 3 strong bets on the card tonight, and suggest you do them in each way, doubles and trebles. They would be Aquilina in the 6.05. Rest Assured in the 7.35 and Eye of the Tiger in the 8.35. I'd be amazed if any of those are out the first three, so you should get a fair bet there. In between, I quite like Have a Great Day to follow up last week's victory in the 6.35. Charlie Bear, hopefully he'll come out on top against Five Claw in what is the clash of the night. And the 805, the favourite's definitely the one to beat here, Twist and Turns. But do keep your eye on War Room, who hasn't been out for 100 days, but he was really unlucky here the last day, and he's definitely a winner without a penalty. And in the final race, I'd have to go with that Tennessee Waltz, who caught the eye last time out in a maiden over a little bit shorter, but hopefully tonight's extra 2.5 furlongs will bring the best out of him.
Fantastic. Good work, Andy. Thank you very much. Good luck, and enjoy Dundalk this evening.
Cheers, Mark.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.